Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us, and big congratulations, a 4-1 victory up at Alnwick Town on Sunday. How was your afternoon?
It was good, considering pitch carried a bit of water, but the ball ran clean on it, so it suited us, really. I don't know how many people have been up there, but more or less in Scotland, and it seems like one of them pitches where if you didn't have a bit of water on it, it'd be have the old playground bounce of 30, 40 yards over your head. So the conditions actually suited us and played into our favour, really.
And we should say, I mean, I'm going to gloss over this really briefly, Tom, but on Thursday night, we did have an away trip to Bradford, unfortunately suffering a defeat there. So how important was this result up at Alnwick, and how impressed were you with the way your team bounced back on Sunday?
Yeah, to be honest, for those that weren't at the Bradford game, first half was probably the best football we've played all season, and we were 2-0 down, which is pretty much the story of our season anyway, isn't it, really? But no, it was vital that not only to bounce back, but to get 3 points. It's been such a period of time now without a win. Before Christmas, we had 3 big fixtures with Barnsley, Feds and obviously Brighouse in the Cup, and we hadn't got the results we deserved from the performances we had. Then, like you say, Newcastle had been tough. The Stockport game, we thought we'd turned a corner, and then Chesterley Street and Bradford, without playing them, both games deserved 3 points without a shadow of a doubt, and it hasn't come off again. So it was nice to perform and actually get some rewards. Absolutely vital that we bounce back and got 3 points on the board.
And one player, not to just make it all about Kirsty Chambers, but it's so good to have her back, isn't it? And you know, showing that cutting edge on Sunday as well with 2 goals.
Yeah, 100%. And I looked on the league stats today, actually, at what Kirsty's stats are, numbers for the season, and she's had 16 appearances and 14 goals. So I think that shows how vital she is in that final third. And that's where we've lacked the most quality, like say, talking about Bradford and Chesterley Street there. In the numbers world of how many chances we've created, how much possession we've had, it's been an absolute joke to say that we haven't been scoring or we haven't been converting the chances we've had. And I think Kirsty had 3 shots on target yesterday and has converted 2 of them, and we've missed it. So, yeah, massive benefit for us having her back, not only as the captain, but in front of goal.
And with regards to what that does to the league table now, I mean, I don't think we were in too much danger, but I was looking over my shoulder slightly, even though I'm just looking at a league table. It seems a bit of a weird thing to do. But that opens up a 6-point gap now to the relegation places.
Yeah.
Teams below us have got games in hand, but form is form. You know, teams down the bottom end are down there for a reason, so the chances of them winning those games in hand are not as great as the ones above us in the league table. But we're only 3 points from fifth. So, I mean, how big are the next few games? We've got Charlie home and away and Durham Sestry home and away as well coming up.
Yeah, I mean, how the fixtures have fallen for the next 4 games, quite strange, aren't they? It's like a bit of a mad Champions League format in the league, playing home away against 2 teams in 4 games. But we don't know much about either of them. Durham is always a different fixture, or going to be a different fixture, depending on what happens with their first team. And then Chorley, we've seen them a few times this season, and we feel like we've got enough to go and beat them. I think at the moment, the way we perform, Ben, and like I say, you're probably at 80-90% of the games, it depends which FC turn up. We lose games because of ourselves and we win games because of ourselves. So it's an exciting 4 games off the back of a win now. We need to stop looking back and you know, talking about the past. And I am aware I've done that in most of this interview today. But no, it was a good feeling yesterday. We've got some key players back. Looking at yesterday as well, we had key players still unavailable. So massive turning point, hopefully, and we pick up 4 decent results and performances. Like you say, we could be 4th, 5th, and it was never an issue, the situation we was putting ourselves in.
A quick plug for Charlie on Sunday. Adults, £3. £2 concessions. Men's season ticket holders, £1. Under 18s, £1. And under 5s, free with a paying adult. 2 o'clock kickoff on Sunday against Charlie. I mean, the crowds have been decent this season. I mean, how important are they going to be on Sunday, Tom, finally?
Massive. Bars open as well. The biggest thing I'd say about the crowds recently, the numbers have been the same, but there's been an atmosphere, there's been an energy, and the players have definitely thrived under that recently. So 100%, come and get behind us. Like I say, we've got massive four games, two at home, two away, and hopefully we've turned a corner on making dominance in possession count, and that desire to defend is still there.